This is the 5-Minute Focus for episode 90, both hours one and hours two of the Todd Herman Show. The folks who did an investigation into Wisconsin, into the vote trafficking back there, said it was about 7% of ballots. But what other states were affected? By the way, how do they characterize it?
30 voter rolls, ballot boxes, all sorts of mail-in ballot capabilities. And you roll all that up, and it's quite evident to those of us that have spent the last 15 months of our lives developing these numbers that this was indeed an organized crime that was perpetrated.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile. Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. And this is the 5-Minute Focus. It's part mini show, part look ahead to what's going to come up in the next two episodes, episodes 90, both hour one and hour two. The people who run Joe Biden caused him to go out and celebrate so-called Transgender Awareness Day.
Everyone's celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility. I want you to know that your president sees you. Jill, Kamala, Doug, our entire administration sees you for who you are, made in the image of God.
We'll stop there. So Joe Biden says someone made in the image of God requires a brutal series of surgeries to mutilate their bodies so that they don't work sexually any longer and they no longer work for reproduction. That's how you're made in the image of God. And you could take what he said and you could apply it to, we see you, you know, you suffer depression and anxiety. Well, that's who you are. You are depressed and anxious. That's who you are. We could take it to anorexics. Your president sees you. That's why
I've directed my cabinet to provide intestinal surgery to remove the small, the large part, well, one of the intestines, so you don't end up fat. Like have a push up contest, fat, and put these kids on the meth. Look at Hunter, skinniest, smartest guy I know. So it's bulimic anorexic awareness day, and don't be fat. As you're made in the image of God, so take meth.
That's literally what you could do with this. And it would be, but then they'd be consistent. But of course, this is not about them giving a hoot about people who have been conned into rebelling against their gender and a very small percentage of people for whom this happened organically. Now, on the other end of all this, the Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, Mark Robinson, has thoughts on the same issue.
Dressed up, made up, cut up, man or woman, you ain't changed what God put in you, that DNA. You can't transcend God's creation. I don't care how hard you try.
I wonder if this could be an issue for the black community. Well, that'll be hard since Fox News has decided to jump on board the so-called trans thing. What with calling men women and such. That's compassion? To play into someone's lie, to repeat it as your own? I don't think it's compassionate in the least. Now, all this is one big package. It's all CRT repackaged. It's all about something other than it appears. They don't care about people with gender dysphoria. They care about power. And what's so disturbing is the people they're picking to carry it out and that you can just check and see, is this having an effect? In the first hour, we'll talk about a professor named Alan McKee. Quote, what's the best porn for young people? If you're an adult wanting to support a young person in your life with healthy sexual development, here are the hacks you need. My new blog for the sex school. He is wanting to prescribe porn to young people. Gosh, I wonder if that could have an effect on society.
According to those court records, several victims reported to police that Moss asked students to join him in the restroom and watch the students at a urinal while he performed a sex act on himself.
Oh, really? Well, that's just one. No, we could do that all day long. So hour one, we're going to look at what is the actual aim of all of this? And more importantly, what do we do? Because I have news. If it's not Mark Robinson, I don't see anyone on the Republican side willing to take this on. Certainly not the cowardly governors like Cox from Utah, etc. Hour two. Wisconsin is under intense examination, or has been, by True the Vote. Great organization run by one of the bravest women in politics, Catherine Engelbart. They looked into the votes there and how they were procured. And they came up with the phrase, and that is trafficking, vote trafficking.
We believe that 7% of the mail-in ballots, approximately 1.9 million, I think, here in Wisconsin, were cast as a result of trafficking.
Yeah. And by the way, it's not just Wisconsin. The same holds true for other states. Which states? Well, we'll tell you, but I think you've already guessed which states for which this held true. So what do we do about that? Later in this week, we need to talk about what to do if the Republicans win in order to make it matter, in order to make a dent in the Cultural Revolution. That's what's coming up. Episode 90, Hour 1 and Hour 2. We'll chat then. Now let's all go spend some time with the Lord.